Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about land buyers. There's wholesale and end users. Totally different people and totally different transactions. It's a good show, actually.
I know. I'm excited.
Before we get started, let's try to take a question posted by one of our... Let's try to read today. Posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our online community. It's free.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to try.
Let's try to read to get together.
Okay, good. Claire asked, I have a buyer for my property who wants to give the property as a gift. Is it legal to deed the property to someone who is not involved in the transaction at all? Or do I need to deed it to the buyer who would then take care of transferring the deed to the giftee? Pick me.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely, Claire. I would do this all day long. My buyer says, you know, and it's probably in an email that we've had this conversation or something that they've said in there. So I have it in writing that I wanted to put in this name. No problem at all with that. That's totally cool and legitimate. And well, here's a funny thing too. And I don't hope I'm not stepping on your toes, Jack. But technically, so I could put that person doesn't even need to have to know. You know, cause maybe it is a gift. Maybe seriously, it's a Christmas present. Have Jack and I done that for different people for gifts and things like that? Giving them property? Yes, all day long.
We give property to our friends' children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a graduation gift.
Yeah, graduation gift.
We've done that, right. And stuff like that. And they think it's the coolest thing. Remember, we've had past employees that really worked hard and did a great job for us. And they, you know, went on to do different things. And one of our parting gifts was, hey, this one's yours. And they're like, really? I don't even, my car's not even paid off. Remember that one? It was so cool. And they're so excited to have it. So technically, you can deed a property to anybody, have it recorded in their name, and they will first find out. I wouldn't do this to somebody, but it's totally legitimate and legal that when the tax bill arrives, that they have a property that they own, kind of thing.
Here's a couple of points. So a deed is not a contract. It's a conveyance document. So, and Jill and I, by the way, have separate companies, multiple separate companies. And often I'll buy property or whatever cash situation that certain companies are in. My companies might have more money. Hers might have less, or she might have more property. I might have less. So we all kind of work together. And very often money will come out of a bank account that's, let's say, I control to buy her property or vice versa. So, you know, that's the legal equivalent of what we're talking about here. The second thing is that I want to bring this contract point up. It's a conveyance document. It only requires one signature, not two. So the grantor, which is the seller conveys the document. So I could convey to you, Claire, a piece of property without your knowledge. Mm-hmm. Jill alluded it. I wanted to make a big deal out of it because Jill alluded to it, but I'll finish the thought. That's a big deal. This is what happened to me one time. So I sold a bunch of property to a guy in the northeastern part of the country. The property were located in New Mexico. And he didn't understand what I just said. So I conveyed the property. And so this guy spent 2 weeks of his life learning how to sign my name. And so he deeded a bunch of property to himself. I don't even know if I ever told you this story.
Oh, I do remember this.
Well, luckily, we had owned a ton of the property in New Mexico in this one county, and a ton of it. And so we were all friendly with the seller. I mean, all friendly with the people at the county, and they recognized it as a fraudulent scenario.
Right.
Because the envelopes that it was coming in were all different, and it was... Right. You know, so they notified me and they undid it, fortunately. But, you know, it's not, and I'm not saying if you're new at this, don't worry about it. This stuff never happens.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do 15 or 16,000 deals like us, maybe some stuff like this might happen.
Right.
But, you know, if you're normal and like everyone else, and you're going to do 2,000 or 3,000 deals in your career,
right,
which is more than enough for the rest of your life, you're not going to have anything like this happen.
Exactly.
I'm just philosophically talking about, you know, exactly what Claire's talking about. It's a little bit, you're not, unless you're a title agent, you're not, it's so easy. And it's so simple. Mm-hmm. And people tend to think it's really complicated. Like what right. type, you know. And so, it's yeah. not.
So yeah, to answer your question, Claire, absolutely. And like I said, I just, whatever the person says, hey, I'm giving it to my son, he's graduating high school, you know, whatever it is, college, whatever, we put it in his name. Yeah, heck yeah. No problem. Here you go. Have a nice day.
Yeah, there's no reason for a double deed.
Right.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to Jill or I on landacademy.com. Today's topic, land buyers. There's wholesale land buyers and there's end user. We call them retail land buyers. This is the meat of the show. Jill, you're an expert at this area. What are the basic differences, do you think? Which kind of deals do you like to do, not like to do? Pros and cons of both. What do you think? I have a lot to say on this.
I know you do. I'm going to try to reel you in.
All right.
Well, let me first describe the main differences. And then we can talk about, what I like and don't like. Okay, so the wholesale buyers, traditionally, they go for less money, cheaper, and there's no work involved. So, for example, if I'm selling a property wholesale to somebody else who's also in my world, and they're going to try and sell it, do something, what am I supplying to them? I literally will email an APN, an assessor's parcel number. I'm going to get a list with an assessor's parcel number, the county, the size, and the price.
Three things.
That's really it. So that's four things. That's all they need to know. They can go look it up. They're in this world. That's all I need to know. If you send me a property, that's all I need. Yeah.
That's the wholesale land buyer. They're as smart as or smarter than you.
Right. And that's partially why it's a cheaper price. I'm not doing any work, everybody. I just got it in. I did no maps. I did no marketing. I've done nothing at this point. First thing I'm doing is reaching out to my other wholesale people, see if they want it, and I can flip it real quick.
You've reduced your workload you've cut it in half by wholesaling deals.
Exactly.
So what are the cons? You make less money.
Right.
So you're giving up, you're selling property for a lot, in some cases, a lot less,
mm-hmm.
Just to make it easier and move it through the system better.
But I'm okay with that.
And that scenario is perfect if you just are in love with acquisitions like our organization is, mm-hmm. you know, from the top down.
Exactly.
We love acquisitions. So, and some people love sales.
Do you know what? And I argue with the less money thing because I'm completing more transactions. So it really works out in the end.
You just took it right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
If you're doing more deals and each deal you're making less money, I know it's a cliche, but you're making it up in volume.
Exactly.
So, you know, are you really making less money per transaction? But are you making less money that year, let's say?
Nope.
We're not.
Nope.
I've done it both ways.
Exactly. So let's talk about the other way. You want to hear this? All right. So yeah. The end user. Yes, you can maximize profit sometimes. You know, you can ask for more money, dress, make it look beautiful, get a drone video, you know, really make people fall in love with the property. But what does that take? Oh, a lot more work now, by the way. And you have to weed through the tire kickers. There's a lot of, you know, now you're dealing with the retail end user that, you know, walks in and they kind of want to sit in it and smell the leather and see if it looks good. You know what I mean? Do I look good in this car? Because there are people out there that are like that.
You look good in every car, Jill.
Thank you very much. So that's, I think, the main difference. You know, they really want to, they're going to take a drive out there. They really will say, I need to drive out there. And do you want to meet me there? I'm like, I don't need to really be there. I don't need to hand you that. There's nothing to unlock. Here you go. Remember the time I said that to somebody? Yeah. I thought it was hilarious and they didn't think it was funny, but they said, hey, so we want to go out and see the property. You're going to meet us out there? And I said, no, I'll just leave a key under the mat.
The guy, I don't remember that.
He was a British guy too. It was the funniest thing. He's like, what is that? And I thought that was really funny.
That's outstanding.
And he didn't get that.
Maybe they don't have keys or maybe they don't have mats.
Maybe there's not a mat. It's just a piece of property. I don't know. It's so funny. So anyway, that's one of the differences. What do you think, Jack?
So here's the thing about retail sales. The amount of juice that you get from a marketing standpoint when you produce a drone video and a fully produced internet presentation the way that it should be done. And this is what we teach. And if you're new, you should be doing this on every single property, even if you do wholesale it, because the draw, the SEO, the organic search, the the buzz that you create in all the social media sites on this process, you know, you're celebrating it like in a press release style. You can't, that's irreplaceable.
It's true.
You know, you're going to build an A-list buyer scenario, a huge, great A-list buyer scenario. So that's one of the, it's just, I hate to say it, but it's late, you know, and way more often than not, we take the wholesale route. And it's not that we're lazy. It's just because it's just, we can do so much more deals, but brand new people need to go through the gamut of, right. Of the retail sales scenario until they can get, you know, we've got, geez, our buyer list is several hundred thousand people.
Well, here's what happens. You know, it's funny what you just described, because I've heard our people doing this. So they went through the whole thing. They're all worried, like, oh, it's not going to sell. It's not going to sell. Like 10 days have passed and they're panicking. You know what I mean? I'm serious. They think they did it wrong. And on day 12, here comes the right guy.
You wake up in the credit card note, you know, the payment's there.
Exactly. But wait, it gets better. So day 12, someone checks out. Day 13, 14, 15, and 16, here come more buyers that probably would have paid more. And then that person's kicking themselves and they're calling us going, I did it wrong. And I'm like, no, you did it right. Knock it off. Because those other five people now are in your world and they're going to keep watching you. Those are your new buyers too, by the way. They're kicking themselves. They didn't get it. They didn't get that one. So don't worry about it. You just collected all those, all that traffic, like you just said, Jack, and it's perfect.
Exactly. So the right answer is to do both until you're at a point where you're just shoving property. You know, it's just a machine like we have it where I don't even know what we buy and sell. I mean, I know exactly where to go to check, but I know how much money we're making.
Right.
And it's, and I know everybody's happy at the office.
Exactly.
And I know I don't get any customer anger.
I'm happy.
You know, here's the other thing. Yeah. There's retail buyers, you know, not wholesale buyers, let's call them. Sometimes they have buyer's remorse. Sometimes there's just a lot more maintenance. With a wholesale buyer who then does all the retail piece of it, the sale's final. They know what they're doing. There's no talking. You know, it's usually one conversation, if that, because they already have your wire instructions. So you send them an APN, like Jill said. We haven't even bought the property almost all the time. We haven't even closed a deal yet. We send an APN over and they say, oh, I'll take all of those. Same wire instructions? Yep. And so long before the deal's even closed, you know.
We have the buyer ready to go. We have
the cash in there.
The buyer's just ready.
Literally, the cash is in our bank. That's how much we trust each other. So it's hard to, when you're at a point like us, it's real hard to go the other way for an extra maybe 50%. I don't know, 30 to 50% in price. Plus, you know what the thing is too, Joe? And we didn't talk about this. We're cash buyers. You and I are cash people. How many rental houses have you and I purchased and we're into it for 3 months?
Yeah.
And I say something like this. You know, it's going to take us 900 months if we continue to rent this property.
Oh, I know. Versus just
just selling it because we bought it so well.
I know.
What do you say we just sell it? Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
It's easier. And
we're just cash people. Like, we're just, it's in our blood.
Yeah, get in, get out.
So a lot of retail sales.
We're the day traders of property.
I know. That's what I've been saying for years.
That's it. We day trade. Now that you mentioned it.
So, you know, the other thing too is that if you're a terms person and there's a lot, like if you love the idea of just building an arsenal of income streams, separate little, you know, unique income streams, this is it. Then you're a retail sale person on terms.
Right.
And some of our most successful, our single most successful members, there's probably about 40 or 50 of them. They do both. They do all of what we're talking about, depending on the property. Sometimes they'll wholesale it, sometimes they'll retail it, sometimes for cash, sometimes for terms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real answer.
What I like is I'm in the position, what we do is we really are a wholesale seller, slash however. I will sell to anybody. But the person that calls me, I don't take the calls now, but when I did, I explained that this is our model. I'm not going to hold your hand, you know, in a very nice way. Hey, I'm really a wholesaler. I don't usually do that much work. I'm not going to dress it up. I'm not going to go out and stake it for you or anything, you know, and meet you there and have coffee or whatever with you. That's not what I'm going to do. Slash, however, that's why you're getting it at this price. So right. And they go, oh, the right person goes, oh, I get it. All right, I'll call you back. I'm going to talk to my wife.
That's right. And that's the key. Then now you smoked out the right person.
Yep.
You know, the wrong person would say, well, I need more maintenance than that.
Exactly.
I need more attention.
How much does a well cost? You need to sit, are they nice neighbors?
You need to sit here and talk to me about this. I'm having a feeling.
Yeah.
My feelings are not right where they should be. Yeah. But okay. Thank
you. I really thought the trees would be a little bit taller.
There's a seller. His name's Mark. Call him. You sound perfect together.
Oh, me? Yeah.
No, that's,
yeah, that's what seller. We say. Yeah, we got it. Hey, we got the guy for you. No.
You didn't understand my joke.
I got it now. It took me a minute. It was out there. I got it, though.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's my part.
And inspiration and holding everyone's hand. That's my part.
And never get what you want.
We use it almost every day with our staff to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your aggravation. Good show.
Yep. I think we explained that. It's very different.
You know, we didn't say?
What?
Because it would have made the show really short.
What?
The sales price sells these. It's just automatic. The sales price sells these properties. We all make our money when we buy it, not when we sell it.
True.
It's so cheap, and we're still doubling our money.
Yep.
That it's just too easy to send a big, long list of APNs just to people that we've been selling property to for years. And get, you know, a ridiculous, double our money with no headaches at all.
Right. It's like, why would I deliberately punish myself by spending 4 hours on the phone with the wrong person? You know, and it's funny, you can tell, and I tell everybody after, you know, I learned from the pro, that was you, Jack. I mean, the second or third phone call, you're like, oh, this is not the person. I'm not taking those calls anymore. Have a nice day.
I mean, I deliberately did not bring up my 3 phone call rule.
Thank you.
I mean, if I have to talk to any, well, I'm going to bring it up now. If I have to talk to anybody 3 times, that's just not, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing something wrong, maybe. They're doing something wrong. Or they're not the right serious. Person. Or maybe I posted the property incorrectly. They don't have enough information and they really do need to ask legitimate questions, like zoning and stuff. And I didn't do enough homework to post it properly.
Perfect example.
You know, that's why I always advocate, if we're going to go retail, to do a Google Earth flyover video, you know, inside your computer screen with a Mac comes with software to do this, and Windows, we use Snagit, which I love, where you're just saying, hey, this is how you get to the property. Follow me down this road. Look at these mountains views. You know, you're really introducing the property to somebody who can then make an extremely good decision about, you know, what they're getting.
Save yourself some work.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, spend 5 minutes on the video screen doing a Google and then put it on YouTube.
So if they call you, they didn't read everything, so we're not real thrilled about them there, or they're not the right person. It really, you put as much information as you can, like you just said, Jack. You just said, Jack, that's awesome, because it does help people and it weeds them out.
The stuff always sells. You know, for people who are brand new at this, they're always worried about it. I get it. You know, they're just new at it. It's something new, and I totally get that. I would rather have it sell, if we're going to do a retail deal, I would rather wait an extra month and sell it to the right person. Then just really go jump through hoops for somebody who it's really difficult.
Exactly.
We did a deal. We've done a lot of deals. There's a deal that I remember that you and I did a few years ago with some properties in Texas, and the guy called and said, I just need to move some money around.
Right, yeah.
You know, and that's been kind of my staple, where you just, and then we did a bunch of deals in that area. They're all 40-acre properties or bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And man, what a difference. I mean, there's dreamers and there's people that say, has your wire information changed since the last time? Mm-hmm. That's the question you want.
Exactly.
It's all good, though. I don't mean to paint a negative picture.
No.
I hope it's not. You know, there's sales in everything, right?
Do you know what? You know what, Jack? Here's what you just did. What you and I just did is properly convey to our community here what these customers are like. Like, our customers want to know what the property is like. We are properly conveying to you what you're going to be into if you're in this world and you're in this business.
Okay, good.
So I think we did
everything
right.
Glad to
hear
you say that.
Thank you, Jack.
Sometimes you go the peaches and cream route, and sometimes I go the curmudgeon route. And if the plants are lined,
we meet in the middle.
Yeah. And it's just regular boring.
Nice. If only every day was like this.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.